Live music. The Kilt Lifters, 8 p.m. The moment Skye Stewart spotted the chalkboard sign, she laughed. She'd known that was the name of Jason's band and had always found it hilarious. But seeing a big sign for the Kilt Lifters on a public street was something else entirely. Strains of bagpipes and the thump of drums spilled out into the crisp fall night from inside the Stag's Head pub. Was that the Backstreet Boys? Hell yeah, it was. A bagpipe cover of I Want It That Way. It seemed like she hadn't missed the whole performance, despite the massive delay of her flights. That was something. She'd rushed straight here, rather than stopping to check in at the B&B, so she dragged her rolling suitcase behind her into the pub. The place was bigger than it looked, stretching well back from the street, with another sort of dog-leg offshoot behind whatever business was next door. It was all creamy walls and dark wood beams. A long stretch of bar in gleaming wood ran along one wall. A tall, muscular man with a serious face moved steadily behind the taps. Ewan McBride, probably? Jason's boss, and the other bartender at the pub. Given Jason was on stage, that made sense. There were people everywhere. A lot of women, Skye noted. With a name like the Kilt Lifters, that was probably inevitable. Many showing up hoping they'd find out what Scots really wore under their kilts, no doubt. Suitcase in tow, she began weaving her way through the tables in search of the stage. They'd tucked it at the end of the L, well out of sight of the door. The crowd was thicker here, with dozens of people standing along the edges of the room watching the show, so it took her a minute to find a spot where she could see. And there he was, Jason McKinnon, her improbable best friend for the last 5 years. They'd met in a chat room by complete coincidence years ago and bonded over a mutual obsession with Sour Patch Kids and the Goonies. They'd been tight ever since, despite the fact that they were separated by an ocean. Not a day went by when they didn't chat or email, and they tried not to go more than a week without a video call. But they'd never had a chance to actually meet in person. Glenleg, Scotland, was a hell of a long way from her hometown in Mississippi. It had taken 3 planes and a rented car to get here, and she was closing in on about 22 hours of travel time by now. But she was here, and he was right there, rocking out a bagpipe version of NSYNC's Bye Bye Bye. She really was going to have to pick a fabulous wedding present for Chelsea and Nick for giving in to her suggestion of Ardenmuir Castle for their destination wedding. It had been the perfect excuse to cash in a bunch of airline miles in the name of finally getting an answer to the 2 questions she'd had for ages. Was this attraction she felt for Jason a real thing? And did he feel it too?